exclusive and unmissable stories. Stories bring us together.
All right, good morning, Miss Mullick.
We need to talk about the royal wedding. Hey, that's Mrs.
Oh, Mrs. Mullick. Oh, wow. You got to watch out for that. Where's your husband?
Not here. Yeah.
Miss Mullick, how you doing?
Ms.
Okay. Ms.
What does Ms. mean?
It's you don't want to be defined if you're a Miss or Mrs.
Doesn't mean your husband died or anything like that.
No, no.
Why would you?
It's like,
why do you always go to the worst possible, like?
It's unfortunately where my brain goes. I don't know why.
Okay, let's talk about the royal wedding. Okay. It's happening on Saturday, and there was so much drama yesterday. We were talking about this, of course, with Meghan Markle's father. Basically, he was caught out staging paparazzi photos of himself. He was so embarrassed about it, he decided to pull out of the wedding, said, I'm not going to come, not going to walk my daughter down the aisle. Mm. Yesterday, he ended up having a little bit of a change of a heart and said, hey, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe I still will come to the wedding. Unfortunately, doctors have told him, hey, buddy, you had a heart attack last week. You need to come back in for an emergency surgery. Mm. We need to clear some blockages out. So 100%, it looks like Thomas Markle will not be at the wedding.
You know what's unfortunate? We've got such a beautiful ceremony coming up, and all we're talking about is the father.
Hey, don't say
that. It's not just the father. It's now the half-sister as well, Samantha Markle, who seems to be doing all these press interviews now in light of this situation. She's the one who organized these paparazzi photos. And at some point during her interview, she actually even said, I'm going to write a tell-all book about my half-sister. Obviously trying to get some...
What is wrong with family
members?
You
know, like, fame out of it. So she was on Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan. Have a listen to this conversation.
An ethical obligation to allow me to be portrayed as I am, living a healthy lifestyle, not caught in unflattering positions as media vultures had done.
There's
no bigger media vulture with this wedding than you, is there, Miss Markle? I mean, how you have the gall to come on here and talk about media vultures? You're doing a book called The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister. You've been trashing her for two years, you little vulture.
Oh, yeah.
He told her.
Wow. Piers Morgan. I don't mind Piers. I know that he's very vocal.
Controversial.
But I like that he's vocal like that.
Yeah.
So he's called her out.
Yeah.
Is the half-sister not friends with Meghan?
They don't talk anymore.
That whole family, like Meghan's fam. What do you mean they don't? What are you saying?
What?
The whole family.
Knowing Meghan, she won't be happy with what Morgan was saying.
What do you mean knowing Meghan?
If you've missed the followings of the show over the last couple of days, Mr. Ross Burrell over here, a.k.a. Big Rossi, a.k.a. I've lost 4 kilos in a week, is claiming that he's going to the wedding this weekend in the UK.
Why do you think I've been on a diet, guys? Seriously.
Are you kidding me?
So you're going on a diet for the wedding and the press photos. You believe that you know someone in the family?
Yeah, I know a few people, yeah. But I do know one person, and I can prove it to you next.
You're going to prove that you know someone in the royal family in England?
Yes. Like, why don't you believe me? I'm English.
So what, all English people are connected? Yeah.
No.
She knows Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I had this connection from being right here in Dubai.
Okay. So you're going to the wedding this weekend in the UK?
Yep.
All right, we'll discuss this more next then, 7:38. I feel sorry for Meghan Markle.
I know.
This is